أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت الحزن، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Tonight inshallah we continue explaining Surah Maryam, Surah 19, and we continue verse 85. So we try to 95 to verse 95. So Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud will recite from 85 to 95 inshallah. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا. لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا. لقد جئتم شيئا إدا. تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا. أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا. وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا. إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا. لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا. وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا. وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to his prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam on verse 85, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ وِفْدًا. The day we shall gather the righteous to Allah, most gracious, like a band presented before a king for honor. After verse 84 and 83 and 82 and 81, and 80 and 79, and all these verses that came before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is threatening the unbelievers and the kuffar, and threatening those who might do sins. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a threatening, means don't do that. If you don't do that, you will get my rahmah. He is showing us in these verses of azab, in these verses that where he mentioned those unbelievers and what kind of azab they are going to get, means, O mu'min, O Muslim, don't imitate them. If you follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to give you that. Where he's saying, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Here he said that the day we shall gather the righteous to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he is going to gather them. He is going in the day of judgment, resurrection, gather all the pious people in one place. Means those who are righteous are going to be with righteous. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبُّ. That people whom love each other, they will be with each other. So these righteous, they were in love with whom? In dunya, they were in love in whom? Because Allah is saying, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ لَلْرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. He's saying, the day that we are going together, all these righteous ones, like a band. With whom? With those who they love. Whom they love? They loved Allah and His Prophet. Means Allah is describing and telling them the good tidings. You are going to be in the crowd and the gathering of my beloved one, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. Coming with his company, like a band, are approaching to the area of the king, to the place of the king where he is waiting for them. And what they are expecting from a king, all kind of honor, all kind of gifts, all kind of donations, favors. So what do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give His servants who are coming to His generosity? And He say, He is going to get them wifda. Wifda means wufud, in a group together, bringing them in front of His throne where He is going to keep them with their beloved one, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is where Allahumma ahshurna ma'al anbiya wa siddiqeen wa shuhada wa salihin. Those group. Allah is going to bring those who believe in Him and be with Him. And He mentioned, He said, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ. He didn't say, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He mentioned, why he mentioned Ismu al-Rahman? He didn't mention Ismu al-Jalal. Because Ismu al-Rahman is al-Lutuf al-Ilahi, is the kindness and is the generosity of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everyone in need of that mercy at Judgment Day. So he mentioned the attribute of Rahman. Means, O mu'min, Muslims, whom you did not follow, those unbelievers, you are going to be dressed with the tajalli of Rahmah in the Judgment Day. And you will be gathered with Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, and you will be sent by groups to paradise. وَالرَّحْمَ إِنْ كَانَتْ مِنْ صِفَاتِ الذَّاتِ يُرَادُ بِهَا إِرَادَةُ إِيصَالِ الْخَيْرِ وَدَفْعُ الشَّرِ. And Ar-Rahma is a description of the essence of that Allah. The essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the description. Ar-Rahma is the description of that essence. That it meant by it, that's why he mentioned the name of Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa. He described himself by the name of Ar-Rahman. Means he is describing the essence. And he described the Rahmah with the name of the description of the essence by Rahmah to show how great he is going to give and gracious he is going to raise these mu'mins when they are gathered with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Judgment Day. And he is pointing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send all kind of His favors on them. And what Sayyidina Ali said, وَعَنْ عَلِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَا يُحْشَرُونَ وَاللَّهِ عَلَىٰ أَرْجُلِهِ. He said, those mu'mins, those believers, no way Allah will gather them together on their feet. Means when you are in a band and you are in a group, you are walking, isn't it? Everyone is going to be on his knees, as we explained before. Mu'mins, not even on their knees, Sayyidina Ali is saying. Allah going to bring them in the Judgment Day, in the day of the resurrection, how? Let's see. وَلَكِنْ عَلَىٰ نُوكٍ رِحَالُهَا ذَهَبٌ وَعَلَىٰ نَجَائِبْ سُرُوجُهَا يَاقُوتٌ وَأَزِمَّتُهَا زِبُرْجٌ. Allah is going to bring them on camels, the haluha dhahab, when you put over the camel Saturn is from gold. They will be sitting, bringing them on Anuk, Al-Jiman, and they are sitting on saddles of gold and Yakut and emerald. And the what you say? Rings are Zabarjad. They are from a different kind of fabrics that it's beyond imagination. ثم ينطلق بهم حتى يقرع باب الجنة. And this nook they will be running, carrying mu'mins until they reach the door of paradise, and they knocking at the door to enter. This how they are going to be moving to paradises. Not walking on their feet, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them a creature that beyond description even from camels, but Sayyidina Ali wants to bring it nearer to the mind. He has to use a language that the people at that time understand it. So he described it as nook. But in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sending heavenly creatures, carrying them and moving them to paradise. This is for mu'mins. If you want to be carried like that, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believe in Islam. Believe in all human beings that look for them, that Allah, pray for them, that Allah guide them, and don't be an unbeliever. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to resurrect the mu'min. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. And he used it, he put the wording in a very respected way. But for the verse after it, 86, he put the wording in a different way to show the unbelievers you are very low level. And he said, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. وَنَسُوقُ, you know what نَسُوقُ? What نَسُوقُ? Like a flock, and you are moving. So how you move them? With sticks, or with chain, or you from their neck and pull that nasuk. He said, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ, and we shall drive the sinners to hell like thirsty cattle driven down to water. He's pulling them. No respect for them. Because they didn't respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't respect His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will move them like cattle and like sheep are being moved to hellfire, very thirsty, to find water, and they cannot find water. And they will be dumped in hellfire without mercy on them. لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. None shall have the power of intercession but such a one as has received permission or promise from Allah Most Gracious. They cannot have. That's another dalil of Shafa'ah, of Sayyidina Muhammad. And not of Sayyidina Muhammad. He would have said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Sayyidina Muhammad. He said, لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. They cannot ask anyone intercession except those who took it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave them shafa'ah. And in the English translation, none shall have the power of intercession but such a one as has received permission or promise from Allah Most Gracious. Prophet already had been announced that Allah gave him shafa'ah. And what is in the explanation? It says, you say, فالمعنى لا يملك أحد من العباد أيا من كان أن يشفع للعصاة إلا من اتخذ من الله إذنا فيها كقوله تعالى من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه لا يملك المجرمون أن يشفع لهم إلا من كان منهم مسلما. That no one has power of intercession except whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him that. And no one can intercede for kafir. Intercession only for mu'min, for Muslims, if they are sinners, asatul muslimin, not for kafir. Those who have been associating someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have made kufr, there is no one can intercede for them. Only intercession for those who are Muslims and sinners of Muslims. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن النبي عليه السلام قال لأصحابه ذات يوم أيعجز أحدكم أن يتخذ كل صباح ومساء عند الله عهدا. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to his companion one day, according to Ibn Mas'ud, أيعجز أحدكم أن يتخذ كل صباح ومساء عند الله عهدا. Is it difficult for someone to take a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, means to take from Allah a promise for paradise, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for him paradise. What means, what he has to do to get a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter paradise? And Prophet is telling his Sahaba, is it difficult? It's very easy, very simple to get a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let you to enter paradise. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what is that? And Prophet is explaining. He said, قَالُوا وَكَيْفَ ذَلِكَ. How? He said, قَال بِقَوْلِ كُلِّ صَبَاحٍ وَمَسَاءٍ اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عالم الغيب والشهادة إني أعهد إليك بأني أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك وأنك إن تكني إلى نفسي تقربني من الشر وتباعدني من الخير وإني لا أثق إلا برحمتك فاجعل لي عهدا توفينه يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. فإذا قال ذلك طبع عليه بطابع Al-Ahd. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned this prayer that we recited in Arabic, and he said, anyone say this prayer morning and evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stamp him with the stamp of promise that he will enter paradise. And he's saying to the Muslim, it's not easy. Why you don't recite it morning and evening? Recite it morning and evening, you will get that.
أي ختم عليه بخاتم ووضع بخاتم أي ختم عليه بخاتم ووضع تحت العرش. فإذا كان يوم القيامة نادى مناد أين الذين لهم عند الرحمن عهدا فيدخلون الجنة.
When you recite it morning and evening, it will be stamped to you that you have said this, and it will be as a note, stamped, or what you say is when it's stamped, legalized, and it will be sent under the throne to be kept for you there.
ووضع تحت العرش.
That it will be stamped with a stamp. He said with a khatam, with a ring, it will be stamped, and it will be set under the throne. ووضع تحت العرش.
When the judgment day come, a caller will call. Where are those? أين الذين لهم عند الرحمن عند أهدا.
Where are those that they have? They Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them to enter paradise, to be in that band of group. Let them come.
They come and he sent them to paradise
with reciting this prayer of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we will write it and everyone memorize it, inshallah.
وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا.
He's telling his Prophet, look what they are saying. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that he's going to send them to hellfire, and there is no one going to intercede for the kafir, and he say Allah here, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا.
They say, the Most Gracious has betaken a son.
Look what they are accusing me. They are accusing me of a need of a son. Means they are not. They are accusing me of imperfection. Because imperfection means, when you are a compound, means you are a group of different dividend element to make something perfect. So like a molecule or like any chemical formula, it needs different compounds, elements to make a molecule. Means if with that, without that molecule, that will not, if without that compound or atom, these molecules cannot be formed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect by himself. He doesn't need anything to perfect him or to add on him. So when they are adding the sun on him, they are making imperfection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are adding something as if Allah is in need for that. And they are making him needy for it, and making him like a compound of different dividends, like الأب والابن والروح القدس, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is imperfection of description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need anything. Doesn't need Holy Spirit, doesn't need Son, doesn't need anything. He is by himself, as he was, as he is, as he will be. From eternal to, from pre-eternal to eternal. That is for unbelievers who described and added the Son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَمَنْ يَزْعُمُ مِنَ الْعَرَبِ أَنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بَنَاتُ اللَّهِ فقال الله تعالى لقد جئتم شيئا إدا. Then the next verse, that verse, وقال اتخذ الرحمن ولدا. They say the Most Gracious has betaken a son. Allah is denying that to the unbelievers who described him with the son. Now he is answering the Arabs, the Bedouins, in the time before the time of Prophet and time of Prophet, when they said, indeed ye have put forth a thing most monstrous. When they said, لَكَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْءًا إِدَّ, Allah is saying, tell to them, they have brought something very disgusting. When they describe that angels are the daughters and the girl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why إِدَّ means big munkar. Munkar, what's munkar? Something wrong, huh? Evil. That they have described Allah with, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike it completely. And he said, like ajirtum shay'an, that you have brought something monstrous, a thing most monstrous. Ay fa'altum amran munkaran shadidan. From that, what you have described, like the unbelievers described for Allah the Son, the Arabs, who are unbelievers also before the time of the Prophet ﷺ and in the time of the Prophet who did not believe in Islam, they described something to Allah that Allah was very unhappy with it. He said, from these words that the unbelievers said about the Son of Allah and the Arabs said the girls of Allah, of the angels are the girl of Allah or the daughters of Allah, he said, from that, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَارُ هَدَّ. He said, from this, this is going to happen. What's going to happen? Verse 19. And if the skies are about to burst, the earth to split asunder, and the mountains to fall down in utter ruin. From their words. These words that they have spoken about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, if it was not Allah's rahmah that stopped that from happening, what would have happened? The skies are about to burst from their, what they have said. The earth to split asunder and the mountains to fall in utter ruin. When the skies falls down, burst, and the earth split, and the mountains, when the earth split means earthquakes, and the mountains fall into ruins, from these words that they said, means how much these words are heavy in the divine presence. When you say Allah needs a son, when they say Allah has angels, daughter or girls. And that's why today, look, wherever you go here, you'll find angels in the picture of girls. Is that? If Allah mercy didn't stop the skies of exploding, bursting, and the earth of splitting, and the mountains of falling, they would have fallen from the, what they have said. That's 1400 years ago what Allah is saying. Think, if 1400 years ago this going to happen, means now, if that will continue till today, if this happened today, not going to skies fall down, burst, and earth going to split, and mountains going to be ruined, because now there is more ignorance, more enemy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more evil. There would have been more than that happening that human being cannot imagine. For this, we have to say always, oh Allah, keep us under your mercy, because you don't know what will happen. If something happened, Allah pull out his mercy, everything is finished. And وروي عن بعض الصحابة أنه قال كان بنو آدم لا يأتون شجرة إلا أصابوا منها منفعة. Explaining this verse, one of the Sahaba said that Bani Adam, the human being, whatever tree they come to, they will get a benefit from it. Means all trees in this universe, in this world, was for the benefit of the human being. حتى قالت فجرة بني آدم, until the corrupted people of a human being, the corrupted human being, they said اتخذ الرحمن ولدا. When they said that Allah has taken a son, فقشعرت الأرض وشاق الشجر. The earth was trembling and trees begin to have thorns. وشاق الشجر means trees begin very difficult to go in the jungle because the trees begin to have poisonous leaves and begin to have more poisonous things on top of it, and it is beginning to have difficulty to get benefit from these trees because they said Allah had a son. That word was making nature to change from goodness to badness. وتخر الجبال, all mountains will fall down. وتخر الجبال جبال هدى. And دعوا للرحمن ولدا. When they said that they attributed a son to the most gracious. When they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to have is having a son. And what they said? They said that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. وعزيز is the son of Allah, and the angels are the daughters or the girls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying, that is a big for me. That is the most evil that a human being can accuse me with. And now he's saying, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْرَحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. He said, for it is not consonant with the majesty of the most gracious that he should beget a son. It's impossible for Allah, the most merciful. And he used also here the term Ar-Rahman, the attribute Ar-Rahman, to show them that if he used the word Allah, Ismul Jalala, he would have destroyed everything from that time. He used another time, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْرَحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. No, it is not going to be for the Rahman, the most merciful, to have a child. Means he used the Rahman to say that I am still Rahman, I am going to mercy you, I am going to favor you. I am not going to let the skies to burst and let the earth to shake and let the mountain to fall down into ruins. I am keeping and giving you time. Might be you become a believer, and if you don't come believer, you will be thrown to hellfire. إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is affirming, not one of the beings in the heavens and the earth, but must come to the most gracious as a servant. He's describing his greatness. He's describing his lordship. That whatever you are going to think, whatever you are going to believe, there is no change. You are servant, I am the Lord. And you are going to come in the judgment day as servant, not more. Not only you human being, but everything that has been created. And he said, in kullu man fi samawati wal ard, whoever in heavens and earth, they are going to come as servant. Who is in heavens and earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing samawat means the whole universe that you are seeing. Whoever Allah created in this universe and earth are going to come as servant to their Lord, bowing and prostrating in complete sajda. When he say, you are coming to me as servant, what is the sign of servanthood? Is what? It's sajda. Means everyone coming bowing in sajda, prostrating, cannot raise his head. And he's saying, not one of the beings in the heavens and the earth, but must come to the most gracious as a servant, means as in a prostration. Means all angels, all human beings, all jinn, all whatever Allah has created, you know or you don't know, they are coming to be servant and in a servant way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa ati al-Rahmani abda. He's coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sign of a servant. Ay, ala wa huwa mamlukun. He is owned. Allah own you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns you. You don't own yourself. Yawi ilayhi bil-ubudiyya wal-inqiyad. You are going to be in a complete surrendering and submission at that time. You cannot say anything. He is the Lord, you are the servant. There is no at that time arrogance, there is no pride, there is no leadership, there is no king, there is no emperor, there is no sultan, there is no khalifa. Everything coming in front of Allah as servants. Means coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the judgment day, mukirram bil-ubudiyya, recognizing and acknowledging servanthood. Sayyidina Isa with them, Aziz with them, angels with them, everyone whom you have liked and mentioned them that they are son of God or they are son of Allah and they are the girls of Allah, they are going to be in the prostration form. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّ. He does take an account of them all and has numbered them all exactly. Everyone is being counted. Allah. What's that share? Billions and hundreds of billions and trillions and quadrillions and what more? Quintillions and what more? Huh? Septillions, 6 million, 6 trillion. Allah knows. That's human being. What about angels? Then there is no impossible to count. Angels are more. Jinn are more than a human being. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّهُمْ. He does take an account of them and has numbered them. Number them. 1, 2, 3. He call you by number even. You have to come. Means he knows every detail on you. SubhanAllah. Ya Rabbi. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to forgive us with his mercy, we are lost. We are arrogant. We are worthless. Cannot do anything. أَيْعَدَّ أَشْخَاصَهُمْ وَأَنْفَاسَهُمْ وَآجَالَهُمْ. He counted not only their numbers, he counted their numbers, their breath, and their ajalahum, how long they are going to live. Everything. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. And all of them, they are going to come to him in the judgment day, munfaridan, alone. Not all together. Everyone alone. Allah going to call you. After sending those to paradise, as we explained before, without judgment, and send those to hell without judgment because they are the most tyrant. Then the rest coming, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to get you one by one. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. And all of them, every one of them will come to him singly on the day of judgment. And every one of them will come to him singly on the day of judgment. Allah, what you are going to say then? Who is going to be with you? What you are going to answer? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking you, you will be trembling. Prophets are going to tremble. What you can do there? And that's why all prophets are afraid. All their nations come to them, they say, we cannot. Let us go all to Sayyidina Muhammad. And Sayyidina Muhammad, he will intercede forever. May Allah provide us with the intercession of Sayyidina Muhammad. Will give us, honor us with the intercession of Sayyidina Muhammad. Because this is what will save us. ومن الله التوفيق. And inshallah, next time we'll continue the rest of Surah Maryam, which is 96, 97, and 98. ربنا تقبل منا بحرمة الحبيب حرمة سر سورة الفاتحة.